trouble. He's just stressing out like every other fan. Well, there's good in every team. Things aren't always what they seem. You can always find a winner if you try. Oh, weeknights, things will get better. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. Oh, yes, they will for Parker and the man. But you know, the man still can't understand. Parker and Wilson. On Detroit's 1130 WDFN, The Fan. It's Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Good evening, Detroit!
Here we are on this Wednesday, April 2. That's April 2nd if you're scoring at home, and Lord knows, I know you are. April 2nd, 2014, are you kidding me? How do you get trying to tell me about on Sports Night with Parker the Man? We're a week and a half into the new run. Back on the Fan. Back at DFN for the first time in 15 years. Rob still can't believe it. Come on, let me hear that, Gary. Let me hear some sound. Let me get motivated. Let me get fired up. What are you talking about? What do you mean I'm fired?
What do you mean I'm fired? Thanks, Wayne Font.
Mr. Ford, my owner. He's my guy. That's old school. That's kicking it back to 1996. Little Wayne Font for you. We're here to do requests. 248-848-1130. If you have any voice requests, you like
Bobby Ross, I get the bus to hire him, coach him that way.
Yeah, can you be every coach that's ever been?
I know.
The Detroit Lions guy, Monty Clark with the Mumble Mouth, the late great Monty Clark.
Oh, Brian Clark might be listening, so he won't like him. Remember when Monty ripped me for that?
He called our show and ripped me for calling him Mumble that. Mouth because I couldn't understand a word he said.
Why are you ripping on Monty?
Why are you ripping on me?
I love Monty. I love the great late Monty Clark. Are you kidding me? You know how great we are? Let me tell you how great this show is. Last night, when last we left you, because it's like a constant soap opera. The Parker and the Man show is like a...
It is like a soap opera. I'll agree with you on
right?
that. I mean, it's never ending.
Right. We don't... The Lord knows. I mean, 6 years gone, and we was like, you know, it was the year on Dallas Bobby was in the shower.
You know why it has continuity? Because we're not just sitting here answering phone calls. You know, like you just sit here and people call up things.
Right.
And you just keep answering
phone
calls.
We can just
calls.
Say Parker and the Man, 248-848-1130.
Anybody could do that, Mark, and just sit
we're
around.
We're open line.
For hours. Yeah, open lines. Just call in and,
we're
you know,
open
whatever.
Line.
Whatever you want to talk about. What kind of cell phone do you have? What color fleece are you wearing?
What color
you know,
panties you got on?
What color panties you got on?
What color
you know?
Panties you got on?
Exactly. We could do that. Anybody could do that, Mark. You know?
We don't do that?
We do a show, a radio show.
A radio, like the old days.
Like from the old days.
Like Fred Allen or Jack Benny.
Right? This is the NBC
Rochester.
Radio Network. I just say that because you know
that. The old RKO radio
RKO,
network.
There you go. Hey, Rochester.
Rochester. You know, Mary.
He was so effeminate.
Who, Jack Benny?
Yes.
Oh,
like,
big time.
Like big time.
What do you... Not that there's anything wrong with that.
I'm just saying, Mark. Play that stuff
now. Are you really ripping on Jack Benny?
Yes.
Good Lord. Ripping on Jack Benny. So anyhow, when we last left you last night at 10 o'clock, right before we went off, we were talking about the kid that was going to go to Michigan State, Malik McDowell from Southfield. And sure enough, at 11:12 p.m., he faxed in his tender to Mark D'Antonio at Michigan State. And Malik McDowell is now officially a Michigan State University Spartan, one of the top defensive ends in the country.
He went against his parents' wishes, who didn't want him to
Mom
go there.
Mom did not want him to go there. Mom said he had a bad visit to MSU, bad time. I don't know how he could have a bad time in East Lansing.
Probably he didn't get the chance to light the couch on fire when he was up there.
Oh, come on, man.
Oh, stop.
Leave Cedar Village out of this.
That's what happened, Mark. How many couches did you light when you were up there? Just be honest. Come clean right now. How many?
Couches did I light?
Yes.
How much trouble did I get?
How
I
many
lived
couches?
In Cedar Village.
Did you
for
really?
2 years. You know my former roommate, Kevin?
Yeah.
Kevin Scollin?
We used to work in Whatchacallit.
We lived at Cedar Village.
Right.
In that little building, if you know the campus.
He's like 7 foot tall. How do you fit into an apartment?
Isn't that something? He's literally 6'8".
Mark, I'm 6'4", and he towers
over
me.
He towers over you, yeah.
Right?
He might be bigger than 6'8".
He's tall. I was supposed to say he's almost
and
7 foot.
And at Cedar Village, you had bunk beds because we had two rooms and we had like four people living in them. And Kevin and I shared a room, so he'd have the top bunk. I mean, the guy's head and feet, you know,
extended past the actual bed. But we were in that little building on the river, which is like the centerpiece of Cedar Village. And I got to be honest with you, we didn't burn back then. We had nothing to burn over. We weren't good enough to burn anything over.
Yeah, that's true. When you haven't made the
Rose Bowl
in 40 years
but
or that, something, you're
no,
burning
Daryl any Rogers took the Spartans, won the Big Ten in 78. That was my football sophomore year. And they were on probation, so they couldn't go to the Rose Bowl, even though we had the I still have the T-shirt. 1978, Michigan State, Big Ten champs, Rose Bowl. It's got a rose on it. But we didn't go because of the probation left by Denny Stoles in the previous administration, if you will, the previous program. And then basketball won the national championship, 1979. Baseball, of course, I told you, we won the Big Ten in 79. We had things going, just not enough reasons to burn couches all day. So Malik McDowell will get an opportunity to have his own fun on the campus on the Pioneer Land Grant founded in 1855.
All right. Our telephone number, 248-848-1130. Just want to throw that
but
out
I just thought
there.
We'd say we how cool we were talking about Malik McDowell, and then
last
sure enough,
night,
an
right.
hour and 12 minutes later, he faxes in the thing to D'Antonio.
Beautiful.
Do the finger. I'm
ready to go.
Finger.
Let's go.
Hi, my name's Mark. Welcome to the program. The guy across from me is a guy who honored President Obama's appearance in Ann Arbor today by wearing his I Don't Care Obama in 16 T-shirt with, of course, a CHB logo on it. I'd pick CHB over any of the
Very
other
nice.
Random ones you have. I Don't Care Obama in 16. Click on Detroit columnist Rob Parker.
It is Sports Night with Parker, the man, Rob Parker, along with the man, Mark Wilson, EP, our producer, Gary, engineer, Nick, and the live streaming minions on the other side of the glass.
Hello, Mark. Minions.
That's right. Tigers winners today, extra innings, 2-1 over Kansas City once again. A lot of stuff in that game, Mark, to talk about. Max Scherzer, everybody's saying, well, he's taking a chance, not signing that deal. He looked pretty good to me today through 8 innings.
And you had no problem with Auspice pulling him for the 9th, right? You
yeah,
had no
I
problem
had no
with the
issue
closer
with that.
Coming in.
And speaking of Auspice, he got 2 challenges, right?
2 in 1. By the way, it now seems, and you're going to find this out, how many calls the umps get wrong.
Well, but
we
the,
always
but,
say
but
they're
the,
like 99%.
The 2 today, Mark, were 2 bang-bang at first. I don't have an issue with those. It's the obvious ones. Bang-bang at first, those were like hairline. And they were, you know, you got to slow it down a million times
okay.
just to get it right.
Still overturn the calls.
And the other thing, too, Mark, just let's be honest. The Tigers' offense, it stinks. And anybody who thinks that you could
you're up to stinks after 2
already
games?
Already stinks.
Stinks?
Stinks. I'm telling you, that bottom of the lineup is bad. And Cabrera, has he been up to bat yet with anybody on base or one guy?
No, I mean, he only has the double so far in 2 games. He's 1-for-8. Torrey Hunter's 0-for-8.
I'm just saying.
What did I tell you about Torrey Hunter?
Well, you know it could go any.
He's
know,
picking up right where he left off.
Remember, he had a tank second half or
at least August,
season.
September,
right.
And he wasn't exactly mind blowing in the postseason either.
And Mark, let me give a quick Parker the Man shout out.
Shout out.
Shout out. Today, I had the honor of speaking at East Detroit High School in East Point. Very nice over there. You know our former producer.
Gary's all about. Is that your school?
Is that your school? I spoke there today, Gary. Jim Reed, our former producer, when we started the Parker and the Man show, right, Reedy, is a teacher over there. And Marky says hello and everything. And
we love Jim Reed, his lovely bride, Jennifer, and Bridget.
Bridget, who's 15 or 16 years old now.
I can't even
believe
that.
We remember before she was
She was just a baby.
Right.
Just a knee-high to a coyote.
But the school was nice. The kids were really good, Mark. You know what? They asked a lot of good questions. I did 2 separate assemblies. I showed a portion of the video made by Duets.
Oh, you showed your thing.
Not the whole thing.
Your biopic.
Just the school part and the career part. You know what I mean? To let the kids get an idea. And my message was don't be afraid to fail. That was really to the kids. And they were great. They asked great questions. It was a great day. Proud to do it.
Let's get things kicked off at 248-848-1130 with John in Ann Arbor, where the president was today. What's up, John?
Guys, it's awesome to have you guys back on the radio. I'm very, very, I remember when you guys were first on the fan and then up the dial at 97.1, and I'm glad you guys are back on. And it makes, it's like old home week. And
well,
yesterday, I tried calling in yesterday and telling you guys, you know, the Pure Michigan commercial, Parker and her man. Pure Michigan.
Oh, very nice. Wow, that's
you
nice,
gotta go
John.
Get Tim Allen to do the thing. Get Tim Allen, and he would love to do it.
That would be great.
Great to hear you guys back on. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John. Don't be a stranger.
That's very nice. Our telephone number, 248-848-1130.
Milk.
Are you?
Cherries. Traverse City.
Parker the Man.
Parker the Man is pure Michigan. Your
very
trip
nice.
Begins at Michigan.org.
I like that. So are you good? You good with the Tigers' offense? You're cool at 2-0. You don't care.
No,
you don't care.
No,
it's okay.
I have a lot of questions actually from today, and I think there's a lot of things even from opening day and then today that are kind of, again, I'll use the word microcosms of what we might see all year long.
And you predicted that Joe Nathan at 40. You never know when it goes, Mark. And I'm gonna tell you this: Aoki, who led off that inning, hit a bullet to right field. Now I was right at Torrey Hunter. But do you remember the first battle?
It was hard to hit a ball, as you see.
He hit a hard hit ball. I mean, and then everybody else just followed along.
Look, the guy had never blown a save at Comerica Park. And the reason we know that is because
he dominated the Tigers.
He was 36 for 36.
Is that what he
career.
Was? Yes. He dominated the Tigers.
So that's his first blown save in Detroit. He never pitched at Tiger Stadium because his first 3 years were with San Francisco. 99 to 2002, I believe he was with the Giants, 2001, and then he went to the Twins, then the Rangers, of course. So he never got the chance to pitch at Tiger Stadium with the Giants, but at Comerica, and then, of course, in his other, Minnesota and Texas, he was a perfect 36 of 36. So the first chance he gets to blow a save, he has to be a Tiger to do it, not actually be an opponent of the Tigers to do it. And it was not a good blown save. It was one of those saves where he walked a couple of guys. He had that weird balk.
Where he held on to the ball, which was weird.
He explained it. He said he was crossed up on the signals. When he got to the top of his pitch, he was about to come down and said, wait.
Wasn't sure what he should throw, which, Mark, pitching to a catcher where you don't know what pitch is coming.
He was afraid that Avila was thinking it's going to be a breaking pitch, and if he goes fastball on him, he could, knock him down.
I mean, he could.
He could be eating that ball. So he said, better to do this. Pitch count stays zero. I got a fresh count and probably would have moved the runners up anyhow because that ball would have sailed past them.
The runners at second and third. A bloop single, you would have been down 3-1.
No, it was weird. And then, of course, Alex Gordon, who is becoming a Tiger killer both with the glove and the bat and has been for a couple of years, had the sack fly and tied it up. And it was kind of just like – and listening to the crowd – I didn't know if you just blew a great effort at a Scherzer. Here we hit all year long last year. It was, Max gets 8 runs per game or 9 runs per game. Here's Max, 8 innings. He does his thing. He goes, 8 innings, 4 hits, no runs, 7 strikeouts. He had 110 pitches. And you said you're cool with the fact Ausmus didn't even think about sending him out for the 9th.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. And before start of the year, I'm cool with that. If this was June and he was rolling the way he was, then maybe, Mark, but not in April. First week in April, he didn't have to pitch a complete game.
And this also goes past those people that say Scherzer doesn't want to be a gamer. He doesn't want to be out there. He likes going 6 and then letting 7, 8, and 9, come naturally with the bullpen.
But see, this is the other thing we talked about. Everybody thinks he's going to be 21-3 again, Mark. Doesn't work like that. See, this is what happened. Last year he got 8 runs a game. What did they average about, right? Now he pitches well. And you don't have any runs.
No decision.
And you get a no decision. Doesn't mean he's going to lose. Doesn't mean that people don't want to sign him. He had a great game. He has 8 shutout innings, right? But he doesn't have the W.
And that's going to happen. Is he going to shut out everybody he pitches against?
No, he's not.
No.
And that's the scary part is that the runs. I'm sorry. The Tigers' offense stinks. I'm going to tell you right now. And they're going to struggle, Mark, all year long. Mark my words. Mark my words, Mark. Mark them. Mark my words.
Ian Kinsler had a nice day. 3 hits. He had the homer. He also had the walk-off gap single in the 10th. Look, we'll talk more about it. Take your calls, 248-848-1130. I want to remind you, you can watch the show. We live web stream. Look at the video minions. Minions.
But look what I have on. I don't have any logos. This is just, look at this. It's a plain fleece.
I'm very proud of you.
It's polo. It's polo, but it's plain.
I always say if Rob has on a blank shirt of some sort, it's just a shirt ready to have logos put on it. That's all it is.
I could put some on it.
I'm sure you will. ParkerTheMan.com.
I'm not putting a logo on a polo fleece. This thing costs $85.
You spent that?
No, that's the original price, but I didn't spend
Mark,
it.
Mark, look at this. $85 fleece. I got it for a nickel.
No,
$0.05 at Salvation Army.
I probably got it at TJ Maxx for $19 or something.
By the way, I'm not ripping it. I like shopping at the Salvation Army. I really do. You got some
good stuff?
Yeah. Nothing wrong with Salvation
Army. Have you ever bought any of my stuff that I probably should have?
Like logoed items I see? I go through the thing and I say, well, there's one from that station. There's another one. There's a World Series thing you got in New York at City Field. No, that's it. That's the All-Star game. Yeah. Is this the Rob Parker collection over here? It's like going to Calvin Klein or something. You got the Rob Parker collection.
Well, you know, according to my taxes, I think I donated $8,000 worth of clothes.
Is that what it is?
Something like that.
IRS? All right, good to hear about that. So anyhow, watch the show if you like. Don't forget, download the app iHeartRadio. You can't miss it. You'll always be happy and safe with iHeartRadio. And we got so much to do, so little time. Is that correct? Is that what the deal is?
Oh, yeah.
And we'll get to the other stuff we're going to talk about as well. So get ready for it. But I'm with you. I'm on the train. I think this offense will really have some problems. What do you think? 248-848-1130. Sports Night with Parker and Amanda. Detroit's 1130 WDFM The Fan. And yes, we're just getting started.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Not at all. In fact, not that there's anything wrong with 24 Seconds Bar and Grill in Berkeley either. It's the place to be for everything sports, Mr. Parker.
It sure is, Mark. And 24 Seconds has many local craft beers, such as Shorts, Founders, Bell's, and Atwater. Plus, Mark, many other craft beers.
And you know, we're getting closer now to the final four. They're going to be all about that at 24 Seconds Bar and Grill. Bob is always doing his thing when it comes to the March of Madness and vice versa. So they got great drink specials all day, every day, through the end of this March Madness and into the championship game on Monday night.
And, Mark, they have great knockout food specials like the homemade mac and cheese. Very good. Or the blackened tilapia.
You know, I love that Philly cheesesteak they have there, and that pizza is outstanding.
No doubt about it.
This is how sports were meant to be viewed, and you can fill up the belly, too. Thank you very little. And very much, because they got it going on at 24 Seconds Bar and Grill in Berkeley. Go see Bob. Say hi for us. 24secondsbar.com. Check them out.
Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Go get 24 Second.
Pistons are well underway at Indiana, playing the Pacers tonight, just kind of playing out the spring now. Although the Pistons are only 5.5 back. They've been 5.5 back forever. I don't know, with all the losses, with what, 8 to play that we got left? Pistons looking good doing it, too. And that's where they start, 5.5 back with 8 to play. They're 11-24 on the road. Still, they've lost 18 of their last 23. But 6 of the last 8 games will be on the road for John Lawyer. His last 8 games as a Pistons interim coach. 15-14, the Pistons lead Indiana right now, first quarter, with about 6:15 to go. And the Wings start at 8 o'clock tonight, downtown with the Bruins for television. They go at 8, and we'll keep that tab for you all night long as well, too, because all games are big games now for the Wings as they try to hang on to that 7th spot in the Eastern Conference. Now the Eastern still sounds strange, saying Red Wings back in the Eastern Conference. 248-848-1130. Tigers win today 2-1-10. That's two straight walk-offs, the Alex Gonzalez walk-off in the opener, and then Ian Kinsler, after he had the homer to give the Tigers their only run off Jason Vargas, he gets the walk-off gap single off of Tim Collins in that 10th inning, and the Tigers are now 2-0. Kansas City 0-2. And, Rob, unfortunately for you, it looks like the Royals are done.
Yeah, season's over.
Can't go to the World Series now.
I picked them to win the division. They can't even
win a game.
Win a one-run game. Not yet, at least.
And right now, the Tigers are on pace to go 162-0 with 162 walk-offs.
You sound like my buddy Glenn Miller, who's the biggest Tiger slappy around.
162 walk-offs, Rob. What do you can't question the odds.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Nash out in Hamtramck. What's going on, buddy? You're on Sports Night with Parker DeMann.
Hey, what's up, guys? First off, it's great to hear you guys, man.
Man, hey, Nash, thank you so much. It's great to be back, too.
Good, good, good. Yeah, about the Tigers, I know it's early. I mean, 2 games, but you got to give it up to Max. He pitched a heck of a game.
I'm sorry, Nash. I was going to say, he's going to do well. I mean, he's not going to win as many games because you saw what happened today, where the Tigers' offense isn't that great. He's not going to get 8 runs a game, but he pitched very well. I expect him to have a great season.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, usually the offense is always a slow start for most teams, but I agree with you, Rob. This year, I mean, the offense is not going to be as explosive as last year. I mean, without Prince, I mean, granted, he didn't come through in the playoffs, but he was
playoffs.
Always a big protection. Exactly, love that drop. But, I mean, he was always a good regular season guy, I mean, but he, you know, having that guy in the fourth pole, you know, he's always going to protect Miggy.
Absolutely, and people who, and I get it, you know what, people who are mad at Prince in the playoffs. No home runs, no RBIs. You know what? Unacceptable. And then he had a flip attitude afterwards when he was interviewed. I don't know why he did that.
Well, that was nailing the coffin.
That was. Yeah. That was ridiculous. Yeah. It just. But you're right. Nash, regular season, hitting behind Miggy, a must. Yeah. A must.
Hey, one more thing, Rob. Can I get the not this year drop? Hey, are the Tigers going to win the World Series this year, Rob?
Not this year.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
Right.
Keep it up.
Thanks, bud. Appreciate it.
248-848-1130. That was Nash.
Nash.
Hamtramck, just to let
what
you know.
Was it Nash Bridges? What was
Nash
that show?
Bridges.
That's
what that was Don Johnson.
I got a Nash on my back. Oh, I mean, that's
oh,
a rash.
Oh, Lord knows. Absolutely correct. No, say what you said again about Max. He's
going to have a good year, Mark. I have no doubt whatsoever that he will pitch well. He'll be like the top free agent available next year. He'll get paid. People will be disappointed, but I'll tell you, he won't win as many, not because of him, because of this offense. This offense stinks. The Tiger offense stinks. You hear me? Stinks.
And Scherzer could get clouded. You know, everybody brings up Prince. And I know Kinsler replaces Infante. But he's gone. Peralta's gone.
Those are 200-300 hitters you just lost, Mark.
All-star players. And again, even with the Fister trade and having Fister gone, you know, Anibal Sanchez will start tomorrow. And then you're down to Porcello and then Smiley. And it's still, I guess to use this cliche, remains to be seen whether or not Ricky P can finally get out of that, you know, he has that win 14, win 10. He has that. In theory, this is supposed to be now the bad year. Last year, the 13 wins, is you know, he's right there at the 14 that he's gone 14-10, 14-10, 13. So this is technically supposed to be now the bad year. Remember Brett Saberhagen had this run where on even number years, he won all his 20 games.
He was unbelievable when he was on, Mark.
But then when he was off, on the odd number years, it's something like that. He was bad. I mean, really bad.
I'm going to tell you, I'm not. I've told you time and time again. You could tell me about all the 14-win seasons you want to tell me.
EP just said 15 wins for Porcello.
I am not. Porcello, to me, is just the
winner. You've never been on track
I've never
with him.
Mark, he's a first round. He's not a 22nd round pick.
He would have been the first player taken.
He's a what, the money thing.
The
kind
money
of, right?
thing fell. He fell in the draft, and the Tigers bid on it.
2 years ago, he led the American League in hits allowed. He gives up 10 hits a game.
I like Ricky
P
a lot more than you.
He
do.
Doesn't strike out anybody. What is his ERA? What's his lifetime ERA? Give it to me. Five.
I think it's high
four. 4.8.
I think it's high four.
Mark, that's a first round pitcher.
No,
first round.
No,
pick?
But. Given his age, and I told you, he's to this day, he has more wins than Koufax.
I don't care.
Spahn.
I don't care.
Bob Gibson
not,
at his age.
It's not that. It's because of the team he's been on offensively. It's not because of his stuff. I'm telling you, he's not that good.
Well, we'll see. This is a critical year for Porcello. Not so critical for Smiley because Drew needs a little bit of time to get kind of that rhythm going in the rotation. But it all starts at the head, and the head is Verlander and Scherzer. Now, you've seen two really, pretty good by Verlander.
Verlander was just okay. I mean, he was okay.
And excellent by Scherzer.
What, did he give up three runs in six innings?
He was
okay.
Well, but he had just the one inning. He had one bad inning, and the rest were fine.
Yeah, but that's what it takes. That's baseball.
Especially
you know that,
when
Mark,
you're not getting hits.
When you're not getting any runs. When he left the game, they were down 3-1. I mean,
Well, it is what it is. They've scored three runs in two games. They've scored three runs. This was what you were fearing. This is what you were afraid of, is that, okay, here we go. No Prince to behind Miggy. So now Cabrera has got one hit. It was a double. He's got, you know, first two games, no homers. Now Martinez hit a homer in the first game, but everybody, it didn't fool anybody. Didn't fool Vargas. He's not gonna slam me. It's not gonna be he's not gonna hit 30, 35. There's no threat to do that. And that's why the Tigers still needed one more power stick, which they refused to go get because I thought it was Nelson Cruz.
Nelson,
and what did Cruz do in his first game?
He hit a home run for the Orioles to beat the Red Sox, right? I don't know. I'm
Why
with
do you think the White Sox keep Adam Dunn? What did he do today?
Hit a home run.
Now they're 2-0.
They're off to a good start. 248-848-1130 is the number. Also, the instant replay. I want you to chime in on that coming up, Mark, and we'll talk more about the instant replay. I was cool with it. I just thought the first replay, of course, Brad Ausmus won both of them, but I don't want them to take too much time. It should be automatic. You just overlooked it because it was a part of something else.
Oh.
It shouldn't be. It shouldn't take long. It should be.
I thought it
should
was
be
okay
obvious.
Today. It was 3 minutes.
The second one was right on the money, Mark. They had
about
the video.
A minute.
Right on the money.
Well, the first one was getting their sea legs. It was
and you know what
minutes.
Else they need to do? Stop. Brad Ausmus, don't go to first base. Go to home plate. Say, I want to challenge it. What are we going to first base the umpire about what?
I think that's habit.
But don't do it. You could cut that part out.
I know you could.
Put your hand up. Put your hand
he
up. Walk out to home plate.
Ausmus.
I want to challenge it.
Ausmus was asked after the game, will you yell at these guys anymore? He said, no, I'll yell.
I disagree. Oh, I'm glad he says that. You know why? Because I love that part of the game, and that's the one
right.
thing. Mark Earl Weaver, Lou Piniella, Jim
kicking
Leland.
The dirt, picking up
come
the base,
on, that's baseball.
It.
I love that. Love it. And you know what? The two calls today, those aren't plays that you would come out and kick dirt and go crazy. Those are bang-bang at first base. So that really doesn't take away that. But it's some bad play. And don't forget, you only get what? One challenge unless you get it right.
Then you get the second.
So what? That doesn't mean that after.
Oh, right. Afterward, you
afterward, go crazy.
You
can go crazy
yeah,
at second
right,
base if right. there's a bad call.
You know, someone brought up Armando Galarraga in the perfect game from 2000, what was it, 10? And they said, you know, Galarraga obviously would have been helped by replay. I said, do you remember that game at all, though? There were two other questionable calls early in that game. That challenge might have been gone. That wasn't set in stone that challenge was available.
It might have been already
end.
Right. It might have been already gone. So
I brought that up.
That.
There were two questionable calls in the second and the fourth in that game, and I don't know that it would have been there to question Jim Joyce about that last call. So don't go crazy that Galarraga, you know, 4 years later would have had the
perfect
game.
Right.
Yeah. Hit it. Hit me.
All right. It's time for Rob Parker here for Sam's Alterations, Mark. You know, you think you're the man? No, Sam is the man.
Man
when it comes to when it comes to Mark getting your clothes to fit you right. You know, when I'm on Channel 4 on Sunday nights, people say, man, your suits are so nice. They look like they're tailored, you know, and Sam will take care of you. If you need cuffs, if you need straight legs, whatever you need, Mark, you need your pants taken out, taken in, whatever you need to do, Sam is there, all kinds of alterations and such. Sam's Alteration, located at 12 Mile and Southfield Road in Lathrop Village. The telephone number is 248-552-9950. It's Sam's Alterations, 248-552-9950. Hey, Mark.
Yep.
Go get Sam.
Sports wrap coming up. More of your calls, 248-848-1130. We got an interesting email about a topic from yesterday we'll get to as well, baseball related. What do you think about that? Sports Night with Parker the Man. You can watch us at ParkerTheMan.com, on the iHeartRadio app as always. And check us out right here all the time. Detroit's 1130, WDFM The Fan.
You're listening to Sports Night with Parker and the Man.
One hint, the worst is yet to come.